Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. It's primary election day in Alaska. Voters are weighing in on the much-contested ballot measure 1 that would repeal the state's oil tax system. Also being decided are which party candidates will be on the November general election ballot for U.S. Senate, Congress, governor, lieutenant governor, and numerous state legislative races. Polls close at 8 tonight. The state is a step closer to proving its North Slope to Fairbanks natural gas trucking project can work. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority-led Interior Energy Project is aimed at providing gas at about half the cost of heating oil. ADA Deputy Director Mark Davis says a recently completed financial model is providing a better picture of costs and resulting gas prices.
We can plug numbers in and forecast costs. So, for example, if we think the plant would cost so many million, we can look at that cost and the price of gas delivered.
Davis says the model shows the cost of infrastructure, like the centerpiece $200 million North Slope gas processing plant, will have relatively less impact on price than maintenance and operational costs.
If you charge a fee of $1 million, that is the equivalent of putting $10 million into the LNG plant for construction. It's a 10-to-1 ratio, which shows you that you want to build a plant then that can be operated at low fees, because and it also shows you can afford to spend more on the plant than you can on maintenance. And so that means we need a low-maintenance plant.
Davis and fellow ADA representatives gave an overview of the financial model during a presentation in Fairbanks last night. Davis expressed optimism that the state will be able to deliver on the project. Welcome news to Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson.
You know, one of the things that we've always been concerned about is the scope of the project, and really the governor designed the scope, and that was $15 million BTU energy. You know, so today, for example, we pay $30 million BTU for a gallon of diesel fuel. The goal was to cut the energy cost in half to 80% of the population as quickly as possible. For $355 million, you know, we've always been concerned that it wouldn't accomplish those goals.
The Interior Energy Project is supported by a $355 million legislatively approved package of grant, loan, and bond financing, but additional ADA and private capital is also needed. The state has partnered with the private firm MWH on the project, and ADA Energy Infrastructure Development Officer Nick Schmoniak says the company is working with Northleaf, a pension fund, to help finance up to $100 million of the gas processing plant cost.
The additional Northleaf capital, the $50 to $100 million, is sufficient to fully fund the North Slope plant. The other aspects of the value chain, trucking, storage, and the distribution at the two utilities, FNG and the IGU, would also require additional outside capital.
Schmoniak says the state is working with the borough-owned Interior Gas Utility and private company Fairbanks Natural Gas to help finance distribution piping. FNG President Dan Britton lists numerous projects happening in his company's service area in the core of Fairbanks.
We've got pipe getting installed in a lot of different neighborhoods, Chena Small Tracks, Shannon Park. We've got Jermark. We've got, where else are we at? Westgate. We're doing work in many areas all over town.
Britton says FNG's current project will lay about 30 miles of distribution pipe, providing gas access to about 2,000 residences. The Interior Energy Project is targeting to deliver first gas to Fairbanks by late 2015 or early 2016. State and Army officials have agreed to a procedure to allow hunters to use the new Tanana River Bridge at Salcha. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The brand new $187 million bridge across the Tanana River at Salcha was built to enable military personnel and equipment to get to the Tanana Flats training area. But Army officials say they've got a lot of road building to do there before they'll be using the bridge. Sean Osborne with the Fort Wainwright Environmental Office says that's because once you get across the bridge, there's not really any way to get around much from there.
It's just all swamp back there.
Army officials have been saying for months that they don't yet have funding to build roads or any other sort of infrastructure at the far end of the bridge. But because the Army will be opening Tanana Flats and other training ranges to hunters on September 1st, state and military officials have been trying to work out a way for hunters to use the bridge. But Osborne says hunters may want to think twice about going over there because it's going to be hard to get around, and they may not build new trails.
People are going to try to, I would assume, try to cut trails, and you're not supposed to do that. According to Army policy.
That's just one of many restrictions that the Army and state have established while developing a plan to allow the public to use a bridge that was mainly funded by the Pentagon, but for which the state kicked in about $82 million. Hunters will have to fill out and submit at least two forms, an Alaska Railroad application to cross the bridge and one from Fort Wainwright to access the training ranges. Osborne says those forms are also available at the post and Fort Greeley. Only ATVs will be allowed to cross the bridge and enter the training range. No pickups, trailers, or campers. And hunters will have to check in with security guards that will be posted at the entrance to the bridge. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.